We've got Phil Shea with us on the line, who is the national training manager for Yamaha. Phil, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
We're doing great. You know, we've seen home technology kind of work its way onto some of the screens that we have on our homes, whether we have, you know, plasma, LCD, or DLP. But it looks like now Yamaha has understood that. And for a while now, you've been kind of integrating this technology in the stereo receivers, the AV receivers that we have in our homes.
Yeah, well, we got a couple models of what we call our network receivers, and they have a LAN connection on the back.
Wow.
And this has been kind of developing for a while. I mean, for quite a few years now, people are saying, well, everything's going to meld in and be controlled by the computer, and everything's going to run through that. Well, we're just starting to get a clearer picture on what that actually looks like for the consumer, and these two network receivers that we have right now are kind of our second generation and going in this direction.
And you've kind of covered both grounds. You have a network receiver, the RX N600, which you know, 6.1 channel AV receiver. I mean, this is pretty neat. And then you have another one that even has even more bells and whistles, correct?
Yeah, the RXB2700 is our flagship piece. It's about an $1,800 receiver. Mm-hmm. It's 7.1. It's full surround, every bell and whistle you can think of for surround sound. But with the network features that we add to it, that just opens up a whole new world, and that's what's creating a lot of excitement in our industry on the consumer electronics side, because they're seeing a blending of the PC and home entertainment.
What does adding an Ethernet port to an AV receiver do? What are the different capabilities it'll be able to take care of?
Well, first of all, people store their music in different places now. We don't have the traditional CDs and DVDs and all that. Everything's on their computer. The first thing that this network receiver does, it's full DHCP, so when you set it up, you just plug it into your router, however that happens to be, and then you have access to all the music that's on your PC. If you're running Windows Media 11, it will share all the music files that are on your PC. So when you have thousands of songs on your PC, yeah, that's fine when you're sitting there working at the desk and listening through PC speakers, but you know, on the weekend, I want to have access to all that, you know, throughout my whole house. So through the graphic user interface, the GUI on the TV screen, we can scroll down through there and pick out all the music that we want. That's kind of the first step. So we now have access to all the music that where people store it. But secondly, and I find it the most fun thing, is we have internet radio capability.
Oh. So now people could be listening then to this show over their stereo through internet radio.
Yeah, and what that does, we have a it's a built-in service. It's free to the consumer. You plug it in, you have access to it. Yamaha contracts in, you know, through Japan with a company called VTuner, and they kind of keep this organized for us.
Right.
And the customer has access to a little over 2,000 radio stations worldwide.
Wow.
And, you know, it's whatever you think. Name a country, and we have radio stations there. And what makes it really fun is you get different perspectives from all around the world. And you can get in there and, the Middle East. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the news there. Every single country in the Middle East has a couple radio stations in there. And most of them are broadcast in the native language, but there's always a couple hours a day that are broadcast in English, so you get to hear different forms of different perspectives and things like that. But I think one of the things that I use it mostly for is it also has a podcasting capability.
Oh, amazing. Now, how does that work? How would somebody be able to tie into that?
Well, it's very simple. You just go and you turn it on, you go to the on-screen, you select podcasts, then you pick a genre. And there's talk and sports and lifestyles. And one of the things is home improvement. I'm kind of doing a lot of that around here these days, it seems like. And so I have two home improvement stations that are podcasts for me. And I just hold a button, and it puts it in a bookmark. When you have over 2,000 stations, there has to be a real simple way to get back to that once you find something you like. Hold the button down, throws in my bookmark. I go right to that, and then it gives me the latest podcast updates for that particular show, whether it's cooking or gardening or home improvement or sports, whatever it happens to be.
Oh, that's phenomenal. Now, I understand that the top-of-the-line unit, does that have HDMI connectors on it as well?
Yes, that's full HDMI, and that is the state-of-the-art. There's nothing better in the industry right now, that as far as home theater, home entertainment, multi-room, multi-source.
You're going to get, like, the best sound in that 7.1 reproduction as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Now, who is this geared at? Is this geared at the real audiophile, or is it geared at really the consumer that just wants to have kind of it all in under, you know, kind of one box?
Well, it's kind of both. It's an audiophile based piece, the 2700 is. But I think the word that kind of describes it the best is content. Mm-hmm. People want more and more and more. You know, it used to be if you had 500 CDs, you were the cool guy on the block. Now 500 CDs isn't the cool guy. It's the guy that can get 2,000 internet radio stations and then his couple hundred XM stations and all the AM and FM, and it just goes on and on, plus all the music. Oh, and I didn't mention they have USB ports on the front.
Oh, yeah, so that brings the question up. If somebody has a 2-gigabyte or 4-gigabyte USB drive now, could they load their MP3s onto that, and then will it play those? And will it also play WMA files?
WMA, MP3, and WAV files.
Ooh.
So it does everything that we need to do. And actually, that's how I use it. When I'm going around the country training and stuff like that, I have a little 2-gig MP3 player that I pull out of my pocket and just cram it right into the front. Everything comes up on screen. I can scroll through artists and genre and music types and things like that. So when you're traveling around to your friends' houses and you know, you got your music in your pocket, you cram it into the front and you get to listen to it.
Now, are these available now?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the 2700 has been out for about 3.5 months now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been a lot of fun. You know, and one other thing I didn't mention is Yamaha being, you know, music company, that's what we're all about. We have a feature on these receivers called a compressed music enhancer, and this is probably the most exciting thing for the audiophile. What it does is it reconstructs the waveform back to the original soundtrack.
Oh, wow. So if you have an MP3 that's been compressed, because that's basically compressed audio.
There's no loss.
In MP3, they throw away about 90% of the original. It's about a 10-to-1 compression. So they throw away about 90% of the original music. The Yamaha system looks at the music that you're playing through, the MP3, analyzes it, and figures, you know what, this has been compressed with MP3 because there's certain bands missing and there's frequency characteristics. And then it goes into a real high-power processing algorithm that reverses that and rebuilds it. So now you get your imaging and staging and depth and richness and bass and everything that goes along with it.
Wow, phenomenal. All right, give us the price on the RX96 or the N600 that people could find. And where would they find this unit? Would they find this at, you know, like a big box store, or is this something they have to go to?
Yeah, the N600 is a $599. Piece, so it doesn't have the multi-room and the HDMI and all that, but for basic sound and music and all that stuff, you'll find that pretty much anywhere. You can go actually to probably your best bet is go to yamaha.com/home and do a dealer locator there.
All right. Is there any discussion? Do you think this is something you might see down the line? Is now you've put an Ethernet port on it, how about Wi-Fi capability?
Well, actually, we've had a generation of product, and it's still current, is our what we call our MusicCast product.
That's it. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, something along that line.
Yeah, and this was generated from that. And, yeah, everything is kind of moving in that direction.
Right.
And we've had Wi-Fi, which we still do, and that's kind of where this network receiver, that was kind of the test bed for it, was this MusicCast project. And everything is moving that direction. Your audio, your video, everything will be going off of, you know, a home network system.
Well, we'll have to keep an eye on Yamaha, and that's something probably down the line. But these two products in itself certainly would take care of most of my needs, and I'd like to go shopping today. I'm going to have to call a wife today. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and telling us about this. And if our listeners, again, want to get more information, give us a website address.
It's yamaha.com/home.
Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Very cool.
There you go, Phil. Take care.